You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
When I was a teenager, I fell in love with martial arts. I was already a gymnast, my body being small and lithe, and I was quite athletic. But being little has its challenges, and my youthful voice often put me at even more of a disadvantage. I'd had several boyfriends by now, but hadn't done much with them, seeming to prefer more mature guys, which added to my problem. I love the discipline of martial arts, and the moves turn me on in a way that I couldn't resist. Oh, and one more thing, my instructor was about as handsome as anything. I developed a massive crush on him, and so did most of the other girls. When he announced an immersion field trip over a 3-day weekend, I was the first girl to sign up for it. I was more excited for the trip than I was for my own upcoming 18th birthday, which was just 3 days before. We would travel by bus for 15 hours to a place in the wild, a rather low-budget affair, but it promised to be a learning experience. There were two buses going, and we'd be sleeping on the bus part of the time. I made a point of getting on the bus that Mr. June was driving and wondered if he would sleep on the bus with the rest of us. We left on Saturday, the boys on one bus and the girls on the other. I managed to grab the farthest back seat. There were only 5 other girls on the bus, so there was plenty of room. The seats were wide apart, allowing room to sleep on the floor, so I spread out my sleeping bag and marked my territory. The other girls all knew each other quite well, and from the start, they gathered in 2 tight little groups. Being newer to the program and smaller, I found myself mostly alone in the back, doing my homework as we drove along. This paid off in the end, for when we stopped the first night for dinner, Mr. June wound up talking to me, much to the chagrin of the other girls. I got most of his attention. When we settled in for the night, he came back to check on me, and my pulse was pounding as he sat and talked with me. I was almost breathless when I noticed his eyes taking inventory of my body from time to time. He was such a hunk.